and accident of Alfred Clark.
Yeah.
And then he got me into accountancy.
Yeah.
And to do a preliminary course to get my mind used to this
discipline,
So,
and you did you say that you were school friends with John O'Reilly at that stage? Was he in O'Connell's? Oh,
John O'Reilly was in O'Connell's.
And it's interesting to me that he has remained a friend of yours all these years. He even phoned you 2 days ago. He was on the phone. I was here 2 days ago, and he phoned you, and you talked. And he was disappointed to hear that Rita wasn't well. But, Mike, he's still keeping touch with you, you know?
Yeah.
And you said to me, like, there's my friend from school days.
Yeah. Well, John lived in Italy.
Yes.
And
he has an Italian partner now.
Yeah, of
beautiful.
Yeah. But John and I, because he was then, I stayed in O'Connell's to do my leave research.
Yes.
And then I went to Wright Mines for counseling.
Yeah.
And for the first year or two, I think John stayed in Wright Mines. But then he decided the advancement in accountancy wasn't fast enough.
Mm-hmm.
And Wright Mines. So he went to Italy or France.
Yeah,
or
abroad.
Abroad.
Yeah.
And
you took your.
Then he took his own path.
Yeah.
To a degree.
It's quite interesting to see the way people's lives go from school to the careers they choose to where those careers take them.
Yeah.
I mean, Brian, I suppose, got his scholarship.
Yeah.
Joined the civil service. Sat the exam,
sir. He went to the college for a year or a year and a half.
What did he study in college?
Science.
Science, right.
And then he decided he was called belatedly. He was one of the
belatedly?
He was one of the last invitees.
Right.
To go to the civil service.
Civil service.
Yeah. So he decided to take it.
So he was did he finish in the college or did he get invited before he finished?
He was invited on the foot of his
graduation.
Yeah. No.
No, on the foot of his secondary school his scholarship results, yes.
Yeah.
Good for him.
So he went for a year and a half to college, and then he took it off to civil service.
I find it interesting that he and you sat the the examinations the same year.
Yeah,
that you went to private practice to start off as an office clerk, study accountancy, worked your way through Gouldings. I'm sorry, there was a firm before Gouldings, I've forgotten their name. Then Gouldings, then Croke Park, and then from the GAA you got employed into the Department of Agriculture.
Yeah.
Whereas Brian went from school to university, from university into the civil service, and then he went into various departments such as Department of Communications and Post and Telegraphs,
yeah,
I think,
and
the Department of Defence. Yeah. I mean, you both ended up as senior civil servants.
Yeah.
You know, pretty much the same.
Yeah. Oh,
you know. Same employer.
Well, okay. But we went for the money.
Yes. Security.
And
security.
And both to like Brian principally, but me about me for a second rate. Yeah, I didn't regard myself as being my superior or a superior to my older brother.
No. Not what Sir Humphrey Appleby would call a high flyer.
Okay.
But, Dad, you did well enough.
Okay, I did well enough.
You did well enough.
And then, of course, for, as an accountant.
Hmm.
And I think Brian was very jealous of that.
Well, he had his science. And I suppose, in a way, things might have been different if he finished his degree and went out into doing some science, as opposed to entering into the civil service. Because I suppose he had talents and maybe interests that weren't really being addressed, I suppose.
But anyway.
And both of you, of course, were following your father's footsteps, because your father was employed by the state also.
Okay, right. My father, Brian was... probably jealous of the fact that he remembers my father checking the Morning Post and found it was a letter from me from the Department of whatever it was informing me that I was qualified as an accountant.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I think it was the It wasn't for the qualification.
Right, it was something on the
preliminary.
Yeah, on the way to being an accountant, yeah.
And I think it was Brian who got the post.
Yes.
And Brian then asked for and my father read the letter and took us straight away to the office because there were some fellows in the office.
Yeah.
As a customs excise officers.
Yeah.
Who
would be impressed.
Who had children who were doing the
council exams. Yeah.
So it's boastful for my father.
Yeah, he was pleased with your accountancy successes. Yeah. Yes.
So, by the way, Brian. Couldn't understand.